Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Dakota Sailor and the Bloody Harlan Band, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
A lot of songwriters on the program will talk about that point when they feel like they write a song that they sort of feel like, yeah, this is kind of what I'm looking for. Can you talk a little bit about what the ingredients are of a song that feels like that to you?
It takes a lot of time and dumb luck, if I'm being honest. You know, that's a story that, you know, I feel like isn't really my own. Even though it's not a story that I came across, it's one of those that came to me.
Mm-hmm. Do you tend to sit on tunes for a long time before you finish them?
It depends on the song. Sometimes there's some that'll take, you know, a day, 2 days to write, and then there's some that'll take years to write.
Yeah.
It's weird how that works.
And of the ones, though, that you feel like are sort of your signature songs, the songs that you would submit in a songwriting contest? Do those tend to be ones that you've put a lot of, you know, blood and grit into, or again, it's just just varies?
Huh? It varies. It's a mix. I don't know how it works, and you know, a lot of the songs I don't know how I managed to write it, but it just ends up working out with some of them. So there have been a couple cases with songs that I'll have a idea for a melody or something in my car, so I'll pull up voice memos while I'm driving and kind of, you know, hum a little tune or something like that. But for the most part, I either hear something or something pops in my mind, I'm like, that's a good line, so I'm gonna write that down and save it for later. I'll be honest, I'm a night owl, so a lot of times through the day, I'm not even thinking about songs, but I'll be laying there and my brain will be like, you remember that one song you're thinking about? I was like, yeah, well, here it is. And then I'm staying up way too late writing a song.
Whenever you're tired, I'm exhausted. Whenever you're lonely, well, I'm lonely too. Whenever you're frightened, I fear for the future, because you're the only one that I want to be with to see it through. And I want to stay right on your mind, 'cause you'll be on mine all the time. And I will be waiting for you. Here is a photograph for you. It's the least that I could do, 'cause I will be waiting for you here. Remember the battles, remember the heartache. We stood through the bad times as well as the good days. And now as we look back through the family album, the past has returned once more. Ah, but nothing's really changed that much. Oh, 'cause I wanna stay right by your side. Doesn't matter rain or shine, 'cause I will be waiting for you. Here are some photographs for you. It's the least that I could do, 'cause I will be waiting for you here. And you're alone now, I can't hold you tight, I can't dry your watered eyes or tell you you'll be fine. Well, I'll always be with you, but not just in 3x5s. Well, memories last longer than that, and you were my lifetime. Oh, and I wanna stay right on your mind, 'cause you'll be on mine all the time. And I will be waiting for you. Here are some memories for you. They're the least that I could do, and I will be waiting for you.
When you kicked off your music life, it wasn't playing country music, right?
No, it was not.
Yeah, what were you doing?
I was doing alternative rock. I was writing rock music because when I started high school, all of a sudden, I got introduced to 90s grunge. So Pearl Jam, Nirvana, all that stuff. The first song I ever learned was Smells Like Teen Spirit. So I had really gotten into that. So I was trying to write stuff like that. But there were some that I enjoyed, but there were a lot that I wasn't too happy with.
Yeah.
Well, I think anybody in this room here who knows me knows that I'm a talker. So I really enjoy being able to tell a story. And with rock music, you have to be a little bit more cryptic. You can't tell a full story with a rock song. I mean, it's not like I always want to spell everything out in country music either, but I feel like I can tell more of a narrative with country music.
Uh-huh.
Growing up, like whenever I heard country music around, it was always kind of the newer stuff and I could never get into it. But whenever I'd get home from band practice or from a show or something like that with the rock band, and I'd sit down, and Dad's a night owl too, so we'd be sitting on the couch talking, and he'd be like, have you ever heard this Keith Whitley song, or have you ever heard this Randy Travis or George Jones or any of that stuff? So he kind of turned me on to the good country music.
Was there a time when his music made you roll your eyes?
Yeah, I'd say so.
What happened in your life, do you think, that all of a sudden made you connect with it?
I'd say when I started figuring out how important lyrics were to a song.
Yeah.
I'm gonna find you. I search like a dog, and if I die trying, I die singing this song. I say goodbye to this town I know. 'Cause no goodbyes, no goodbyes on the road.
I'd like to find a good steady job that is kind of in the realm of my major, because I'm a communications major and I minor in broadcast journalism. I'd like to look into something like that. I'd like to find a job that, you know, I can work steady and be able to, you know, enjoy doing this on the weekends. That's really my plan right now.
At least right now where you're at, you're enjoying playing, enjoying writing songs, but not thinking about necessarily about, wow, I wonder if I might have a go at this as a career.
I'll just have to take it as it comes.
Yeah.
See how it goes. You know, I never thought that I'd make it this far with it, so that's a good thing.
Tell me how your song, A Place in the Middle, has been received. It's a really neat song. Everybody in here, yeah, okay.
Well, thank you all.
The magic words.
Well, I wrote that song at the beginning of this school year. And it was, it's kind of one of the few songs that I really, really did write about myself, you know, because, you know, we're talking about the future and all that. So I'm kind of like, you know, I don't know where I'm going to end up. I don't know if I'm going to stay living in a small town or if I'm going to move out to a city. But, you know, that kind of place in the middle that you're, you know, where you feel like, you know, you're satisfied with life, that's where I want to be. So I posted it on my personal Facebook, you know, just kind of like, oh, here's a song that I made. And it ended up getting like a couple thousand views, and I was kind of shocked by that, because, you know, I'm lucky on Facebook to get like three people liking a post that I make, you know. So this thing really spread. Everybody was asking, you know, where can I get this, you know, you got anything, any more that I can listen to? So I was like, well, I'm gonna make the Facebook page, and I ended up putting out the version of The Place in the Middle that I recorded in my dorm room up on Spotify and Apple Music and all that stuff for people to listen to. I think it really connected with a lot of people from my hometown too, even some of the older folks who, you know, I don't know if you know this, but a lot of people moved up to Ohio and places like that for work from Harlan County.
Indeed.
And, you know, kind of felt like they were displaced. So I think that kind of really resonated with them.
Some change, it sure can take a toll. I got 4 more miles to Industrial Road, and I can't wait till I get back home. Racing toward Atlanta like a refugee. Racing toward Atlanta like a refugee. Whoa, I'm racing toward Atlanta like a refugee.
I'd like to thank Dakota Saylor for being with us this evening. Thanks to our volunteers for their help with our production each week. We give a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, including those of you watching on Facebook Live and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you live from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and on our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Who would like to hear an encore from Dakota Saylor?
We'd save the best one to last. This is the one we were talking about earlier with the place in the middle. Again, my name is Dakota Saylor. Thank you all so much for coming out. And on behalf of the Bloody Harlan Band, which is Tyler Smith, Greg Hollins, and Adam Brock, thank you all for coming. It's been a great show. Thank you so much.
the place in the middle's where I'll be.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Tyler, Greg, Adam, and Dakota for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen for supplying food each week for our guest artists and volunteers. Located on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's Delta Kitchen features the authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. You'll find more information on Broussard's on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.